I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on September 11th, 2019. The Fairphone 3, recently launched and priced at 450 euros, has achieved a perfect 10 out of 10 for repairability in a teardown conducted by iFixit. All of the internal modules were found to be easily accessible and replaceable using only basic tools, and the Fairphone even helps out by providing a screwdriver in the packaging with the phone. And although some components are board soldered, iFixit found no uses of hot glue, and spares for all of the modules are already available on the company's website. So by our team's estimation, it does look as though Fairphone have delivered on the modular and repairable design they promised for this ethically sourced phone. Acer has become the latest manufacturer to adopt the Linux vendor firmware service. In a brief blog post today, project lead Richard Hughes announced that Acer has now officially joined LVFS. Currently, only the Aspire A315 firmware has been promoted to stable, but now that the company is committed to the project, Richard expects that other Acer models will soon follow. Raw Therapy, a professional-grade raw file editor, has a new release. Raw Therapy is a powerful, cross-platform, and non-destructive editor for the raw files produced by digital cameras. The release notes for version 5.7 boast, quote, hundreds of bug fixes, speed optimizations, and raw format support improvements. Facebook has just released version 0.2 of their GPL2 licensed out-of-memory daemon, which is a user space OOM killer, OOM standing for out-of-memory. Facebook's tool relies on C groups and the pressure stall information that was introduced with version 4.2 of the Linux kernel. Many of the changes in this new version they've released aim at easing packaging for other Linux distributions. It's worth considering with this novel approach having been tested at scale within Facebook's own infrastructure. It may be a solution worth considering yourself if you need more granular process control than the kernel's standard out-of-memory killer provides you today. Full Circle, the independent Ubuntu magazine, has issued a plea for help. Launched in 2007 and now with 148 issues under their belt, Full Circle is a free and independent monthly PDF magazine dedicated to the Ubuntu operating system family. Writing yesterday, founder and editor Ronnie Tucker issued a plea for help from the community. Ronnie explained that not only have some of the regular contributors stopped writing for the magazine, but also their website maintainer is struggling to find time needed to do that job. And sadly, it looks as though the magazine will close down if new authors and somebody to help maintain the website don't step forward. If you have an interest in Ubuntu and you want to help Full Circle continue publishing, please check the show notes for details on how to reach out to Ronnie. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/3. Wes will be in tomorrow with the news. Thank you.